Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's Edible Honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of Edible Honesty, the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, my, hot rockin' electric edible pie. Let's get down and let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name's Andrew, I'm your host, and I am ready to rock, so let's cut right into it, because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. Now, almost every single industry on this planet is going electric. And there's a reason. We're all trying to save the planet. But one industry in particular has not gone electric at all. And that's the food industry. So what I'm proposing is that the food industry finally wake up and go electric before it's too late. Now, many years ago, I founded the School of Alternative Food and Water at the Children's Hospital in La Jolla, California. And while there, I spent countless hours educating the medical staff and the parents of the ill children that from this point forward, consuming electric food and imbibing electric water is the best form of nourishment, period, exclamation Smurf. So holy electric food, Papa Smurf. And holy Papa Smurf, Batman. Ooh, ooh. And now, here's the good news. Because to consume electric food and to imbibe electric water, you do not need to be a professional edible daredevil. And regarding becoming a professional edible daredevil, I simply hate it when people tell me to get on the plane. I always say, hey, screw you. I'm going to get in the plane. Let the daredevils get on. Ooh, ooh. And now here's some even more super good news about consuming electric food and imbibing electric water, because you don't need to be a fire-breathing dragon. And every single human being can start eating electric food and drinking electric water this instant, because all it really takes is common sense and a positive outlook. And armed with just that, with just common sense and a positive outlook in place, it's now time to play America's favorite game, Hump or Death. So what's it going to be, Judge? 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, all right. Hump. Say, why so blue, Judge? You made a great choice, because now you finally get to learn how to become a master edible electricist and finally master the mystical art form known as edible electricism. Ooh, ooh. Now, there is an old quote about the power of electricity, and I am paraphrasing. If the presence of electricity can ever be made visible, then I see no reason in the future why nutrition cannot be transmitted instantaneously by electricity. Samuel Morse. And what that means is that we, as human beings, are just another piece of technology, no different than a cellular phone or a computer. And like all technology on this planet, humans only operate if we are properly electrically charged. Otherwise, we could short out our circuits and we will stop working. So therefore, we must consume as much edible electricity as we possibly can, especially before the United States government comes around and starts taxing for edible electricity as well. Because Ben Franklin may have discovered electricity, but it's the guy who invented the meter who turned electricity into a big business. Ooh, ooh. But let's face it, the best things in life are free, Barrett Strong. So not only is electric food and electric water free, but it is by far the best form of nourishment for any already health-compromised child or adult, period, exclamation Smurf. Ooh. And electric food and electric water is by far the best form of nourishment for any person on this planet, because consuming electric food and imbibing electric water is simply about one principle, and that's about consuming the power of the Earth's yellow sun, just like Superman. And believe me, the Earth's yellow sun is a super powerful force. Just ask Superman, or even better, ask Lex Luthor, because the energy produced from the Earth's yellow sun's core in the form of sunlight is so powerful that it is directly responsible for supporting almost all life on this planet. And all because of a little something known as photosynthesis. Ooh, ooh. And so we are clear. Photosynthesis is the process by which green plants like kale and other organisms like seaweed transform the energy of our Earth's yellow sunlight into unadulterated edible power. Or let's call it something else, something I like to call edible electricity. And I have spent years, starting way back with my days in La Jolla, California, trying to find the way that this life-affirming energy, this edible electricity, could positively influence and change people's lives. Ooh, ooh. The concept of using and consuming the sun's rays as food. And it's completely different than being vegetarian or vegan, because both of those edible practices have nothing to do with consuming the power of the sun, because both practices have been literally taken over by big businesses and Madison Avenue. And big businesses only profit if we continuously purchase their products, and that's all they really sell. So, regrettably, both vegetarianism and veganism is mostly now about creating a series of highly processed food products with zero edible electricity inside. However, it does taste and look just like a pig sausage. And with every vegetarian and vegan product that's created that pays homage to the meat industry, why, all they're really doing is simply screaming, "Hey, remind me again, why am I not eating meat?" Because, again, the best way to benefit from the sun and the best way to generate pure, edible electricity is to consume the power of the sun. Because when we do, when we consume even just a sufficient amount of sunlight, we become seriously supercharged, just like Superman. And Michael Stipe said it best. I am Superman. And I can do anything. Ooh, ooh. And now, if we really do it right, if we really only eat and drink pure solar power, then we will become edibly electric day or night. So when you call that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one, Dr. Everything Will Be All Right. Instead of asking him how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Because in this life, if the elevator tries to bring you down, go edibly electric and punch a higher floor. Ooh, ooh. Because when we consume the power of the sun, not only are our internal solar batteries always getting supercharged, but there's a huge bonus we receive storing loads and loads of surplus solar power. And we save all of it, 100% of it, inside our internal solar battery reservoir system so that we may convert that stored solar power into unbridled edible electricity for when we really need it. And Superman or Green Lantern ain't got a nothing on me. And when you've made your mind up, you'll start eating electrically. You'll see. Now, let me be clear here. I am not saying that other forms of nourishment that have been exposed to the sun, like cattle, do not provide us with energy. Because they do. But it's certainly not edible electricity. And it does not surge through our bodies. Because it's quite the opposite. And remember one thing. Edible progress is about two principles, evolution, and doing the opposite. So let's evolve, and let's all start doing the opposite immediately before it's too late. Because if we all really want to save this planet, and we all really want to save humanity, then we better start eating edibly electric, and I mean right now. And here's why. Because the energy produced from consuming cattle is rarely effective. Because the body expends almost all of its natural electricity attempting to even digest the cattle that was just thrown down your internal landscape. And as a consequence, the body collapses, or let me put it another way, the body short circuits, and it becomes compromised. And just like any other compromised piece of technology, why, it could easily catch a virus, and then the whole human body will collapse. Plus, the insignificant amount of actual energy that we receive from consuming cattle does not produce any energy that we could actually use later. In fact, each and every bite of cattle that we take drains our battery more and more with each and every bite. And operating with a drained battery and operating without any reserve stored energy can be quite dangerous and very, very expensive, because a hospital bed is a parked taxi with the meter running. And that's where most of us are headed, unless we start doing the opposite immediately and start going edibly electric right now. So that's it. That's a wrap on How to Eat Electric Food Part 1. But you know there's a Part 2, and it's coming right up. So get ready to tune in. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening, and to all my fans in Montana. Yellowstone National Park is my favorite park in the United States of America, period, exclamation Smurf. And an enormous edible shout out to my favorite farmer, Goyo, at J Organics in Escondido, California. And let me tell you what Goyo and the farmers at J Organics and Andrew the Giant over at Edible Honesty have done. We have put together the world's first box of edible electricity, and anyone can get it, and it's only $25. And once you tap into this box of edible electricity. Believe me, you will never eat any other food again because Goyo and all the farmers at JR Organics, they're the world's first master edible electricist. So simply say thank you, guys, and go to the website at jorganics.com or see Goyo and his team in Los Angeles or San Diego, California. And I've been getting all of your emails and your comments. And thank you. And do not stop writing me at info@ediblehonesty.com. And do not forget to give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. And no, I'm not signed by any media outlet yet. And History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, whoever else, I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal. And let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible state.